Okay. So, something that's been currently happening within the Marvel Comics has, it involves Miles Morales. But, if you don't know anything about him, then, you probably don't care. But, essentially, what's happening with him is really fucking weird. Like, really, really fucking weird. They decided to put Miles in everything. I do not know why. This decision is beyond ridiculous, as well as confusing, and ultimately, it just kind of kills whatever type of individualism that he had, or any type of identity that he had, in being recognized as the Black Spider-Man. Now, don't get it twisted. There is absolutely nothing about Miles that is anything like that has any type of representation or hold over his character outside of the fact that he is a Black Spider-Man. What I mean by that is that there is nothing about him. You couldn't tell me anything about Miles that is significantly different from Peter Parker that either shaped or make his character. Hell, the only iteration of Miles Morales that actually is worth a damn is him from the movies. And that is a complete overhaul of the character. Like, that is no way what Miles, like, what Miles is or what was presented when he was introduced within the Ultimate Comics. Or, like, later on when they just had him running around as another Spider-Man while Spider-Man was still being Spider-Man because Marvel is fucking retarded. Like, seriously, Brendan Michael Bendis, god damn it. Like, I actually liked how Miles' origin starts in the comic because of the fact that essentially he was too scared and feeling the fear of essentially being, having prejudice against, or being, you know, having prejudice against him because his father had, like, basically some bigotry towards, or prejudice. he was afraid of feeling indifferent or, like, the backlash that comes from, like, mutants and whatnot and how they're treated, and the fact that his father is a cop and he actually had a prejudice towards mutants and masked vigilantes and whatnot. So because of that, I actually like his introduction to the into the Ultimate Universe because of the fact that he just essentially did not want to go after Spider-Man or seek his help or anything like that. He actually just was like, I'll pretend like I don't have these powers, even though he had Spider-Man powers. And then upon his friend finding out about it, he just kept urging him and ushering him like, yo, go talk to Spider-Man. He'll be able to help you because you can do what Spider-Man can do. And then Miles was like, nah, you know, he was being a little whiny bitch boy, but it made sense for what he was around and what he was growing up with and then what the Ultimate Universe was at the time. I was okay with that. And then essentially having that be the precursor that when Peter actually was killed while fighting the Sinister Six, Miles felt that was his guilt trip into becoming Spider-Man. And I enjoyed that like crazy. I thought that was cool. As like, you know, it was like, yeah, him being like, I had the ability to possibly help Spider-Man, a man who was just a guy who risked his life to save everybody. And I could have helped him. And it's like, he didn't know Peter. He didn't meet him. It's cool that they did what they did in the movie. But I just like the fact that it was like, it was a selfless concept of, I could have done something. It wasn't a matter of it being like in a connection with Uncle Ben, but more so just a connection to Spider-Man himself. And I enjoyed that when it was implemented in the Ultimate Comics. But as other than that, like, everything else was like, yeah, everything that he goes through is like similar to Peter. He's looked down upon, well, especially Peter within the Ultimate Universe. He was looked down upon by everybody, and like, you had Captain America constantly being a bitch towards him. Like, nothing was really in the scope or in the frame of him being able to do stuff. The emotional shit that they had going on kind of went off the rails, and it was like a teenager doesn't think like this, let alone talks like this. Weird shit. And I didn't like that. But what they did in the movie fixed all of that. And it's like, you know, my opinions towards like the origin from the Ultimate Comics or whatever be damned, the movie is a much better Miles. But the problem now lies in the fact that they want to essentially put Miles in everything. Now, I know I done got off the fucking rails in like the original interest of this video, but no, like, now all of a sudden they're basically making a bunch of comics where Miles is essentially playing a bunch of different other superheroes. Like, I believe the latest info, the latest thing is that he's going to be Thor. When, like, beforehand he was the Falcon, or he was Captain America. And, and it's like, they just, like, it's a string of stuff that's just gonna have him play other things. They even made it to where, like, he had his own clone saga, which, again, I need to reiterate, the clone saga is not good. It is infamous. It is not famous. No one in the comic book industry liked the clone saga. It is a horrible thing that happened to Spider-Man comics, and we would be happy to forget about it, much like One More Day. God damn it. Just because people talk about it a lot does not mean that they like it, you dumb fucks. Jesus. God, the comic book industry has some stupid people behind it. But they gave him his own clone saga, which is fucking stupid. And then within that, they gave him a clone that essentially turned evil, which is also stupid. And the reason that's stupid is that it kind of kills the idea or the possibility of a clone being evil when a clone is essentially you or whatever, turning evil. It's different than an alternate universe where, my voice cracked. An alternate universe where, like, you know, you became evil because such and such circumstances. But this is like, well, it's clearly something that was designed as a defect, you know? So it's just, and that naturally, it's wrong. And so then it becomes evil. But then that means that it's a threat. I've always hated that because it just seems like sloppy writing. While the idea of making something or having it to where, you know, situations happen and it turns you evil, just to me flows better when doing a multiverse type of deal than it would just like, oh, like this is you, but not really altogether you. It's a mixture and whatnot. It's some bullshit. And like, you know, like with Superboy being half Lex Luthor, half Superman, that type of dumb shit. It's whack, you know. It's really whack. But I've always, and then like then another notion from DC, hell, like their issue, like every time Wonder Woman turns evil, for some reason she just really wants to fuck Superman. God, I hate that. It's just like, if she's evil, like she just gets so horny for Superman, and then she's like the first one to jump on the bandwagon of like, yeah, killing and slaughtering people is totally cool, no matter what. And it was like, yeah, like fuck the rules. And it's like, Jesus Christ. Comic books, man. But I digress. But essentially, they had it to where, like, they just started making a comic to where Miles is just everybody. And this does nothing for his character. This does nothing for his identity at fucking all. Like, absolutely nothing. They're not expanding on him or giving him interesting stories that essentially separate him from Peter or anything like that, giving him like personality traits or issues that pop up that are separate from Peter in any way, shape, or form. Anything that essentially would give you a better perspective on Miles or make or give him his own fucking identity as a character. They're just not doing that. Only thing that they want to do is scream at you in the face that we got this black guy and he could literally be everybody because that's just how awesome this black guy is as a black guy. But it's like, that's not who Miles is. Miles is a dude that just has Spider-Man powers. He's a black guy with Spider-Man powers. Other than that, there is nothing special about him. He is exactly like Peter Parker. He's smart like Peter Parker. He's intelligent like Peter Parker. He has woes and girlfriend troubles and actual bills to pay like Peter Parker. But so does Ghost Spider. So does that punk Peter Parker from Europe that has the spikes. So does every iteration and copy of Spider-Man that exists. They're just copies and iterations. They are the clone saga in real life. And it never matters because it never takes away from Peter Parker. So there is nothing that anyone will be able to do to sit there and make Miles stand out a hell of a lot more than Peter Parker. So doing something like this just seems to be further from, like, just seems to, like, not help at all, you know? It's almost as if, like, the complete identity of Miles is just, like, just taking a shit on, you know? And it's like, what is Miles supposed to represent? Well, he's a black version of Spider-Man. And even though that's as deep as the well goes, which is sad, it doesn't mean that that's where you gotta stop, you know? Like, it doesn't mean, like, you need to make this, like, you need to then just sit there and, like, just go, well, let's just give him the same situation and the same issues that fucking Peter Parker had to go through, but now since he's black, that means it'll be good. And sadly enough, that is the identity that they gave him within the comic book series. But the movie should have been like a fucking bright light turning on in everyone's head to let them know, oh no, we could do more with him. We can make him a character that's worthwhile, you know? And it was like, people love that movie. I love that movie. It's a really good movie. And also, I also must admit the fact that, you know, that movie does have Peter Parker Spider-Man in it. But still, it's not as if that takes away from who Miles is or what he had going on or what he was doing. That's just a default right there. and that good old Peter was involved. But I really don't understand the notion or the concept of trying to shoehorn Miles into all these other positions and whatnot, as if you're just, it's like you're screaming at your audience, okay, we have no idea what to do with this character, but we can't get rid of him because of the versatile. So what we're going to do is literally just throw him anywhere, any fucking where, and pray to God something sticks. And if it sticks, that's what he's going to be from now on. And that's just so stupid. I mean, DC did the same goddamn thing with Duke for Batman, and it's terrible. They just basically what he was and like how original, like what We Are Robin was dope. I liked We Are Robin. What that became and what it fell off into was stupid, because it was like, nah, and it was lame. It could have been essentially We Are Robin could have essentially led to the beginning of the Joker's gang, as well as like stuff for Batman Beyond. It also could have introduced a brand new different element and a take on the concept of Batman and how different people within Gotham view it and take it. And honestly, like having those different perspectives and concepts being done within We Are Robin is one of the things that made it pretty interesting. But they just dropped it like a lead foot, so whatever. But I still stand by the fact that I thought We Are Robin was cool. The concept was cool. It was just the execution needed some work. But essentially, just dealing with Miles is like kind of falling in our forte, to where it's like, we don't know what to do with this guy. We have him, and he's just a black Spider-Man. So he already has notoriety on his own because, you know, he's a black Spider-Man. Not taking into account the fact that if Spider-Man is just that fucking popular, that any iteration of him would also be considered popular, which is literally what the actual thing is. It's the same thing with Ghost Spider, Spider-Gwen, if you don't know. But yeah, and it was like, yeah, she became popular because of a costume design. Someone, like, I don't know how the thing happened, but essentially it was a comic book character that got ushered into life because the design of her costume was just cool. And so then, because of that, they decided to design a comic book around the character in the costume. But there's nothing special about Spider-Gwen. Nothing at all. Like, she, nothing. Nothing significantly better. And if anything, you take away, or they're trying to take away from Peter Parker by implementing and doing shit that essentially only came to pass because of Peter Parker. Now, like I said, the main reason I like Miles' story is that his is a literal, it could only be if Peter Parker existed beforehand. Thus why when the movie handled it the way that they did, I appreciate it. Because it's like, yes, this is literally the only way Miles can be who he is. But at the same time, by introducing or implementing the other iterations of Spider-Man, or like Spider-Gwen, for example, the concept of web shooters. Miles didn't make them. He inherited Peter's. Like, Gwen is smart in certain aspects, for sure. But is she smart enough to make web shooters? Why would she make web shooters? Is that something that is significant to just any scientific person can is capable of doing? No, that's something that Peter did. Because he's fucking Spider-Man. He made that shit. He invented the shit. He is the one who did all that stuff because that's who he is. So having and going about this in such a bullshittery way to where it's like, oh, if you just slap on the mantle, then everyone will just accept it. But not understanding basically the context of everything around you. Oh, we just made a brand new Spider-Man. You seriously don't believe that people don't just enjoy Spider-Man, period? The character that you created is just Spider-Man again, but with a different, like with a different either vagina or skin color or whatnot. and essentially you expect everyone to be like, oh, you're so amazing. This is so much better than what they made from the fucking 50s. I'll never do drugs again. Like, there's no way in hell that anyone would ever remember, oh, what's his face as Spider-Man? It's always gonna be the black guy now. And it's like, no, nigga, never. That'll never happen. That'll never fucking happen. But, and it's like, it's that inability to accept that logic is one of the things that's ruining ruining comics as a general, but like, you know, just what comics got going on the brain in terms of their overall goal is what's ruined them. That and being bad storytellers and trying to fight the patriarchy. But essentially, it's like you're putting your foot in your mouth over something that's like, it don't need to go there. And honestly, it's like, it's stupid as to why you're doing it. Like, no one asked or challenged or wondered, like, oh, could Miles be this other character or whatnot? And it's like, no. And if anything, he can't. Because that's not who Miles is. And if you wanted to have any type of originality towards the character, then he wouldn't be. Whatever type of bullshit, dumbass, fucked up story that you want to make just does not make any goddamn sense within the context of what you got going on. And then essentially just shoehorning Miles in to play a bunch of different characters doesn't make any goddamn sense. I mean, this is totally different from, say, Spider-Man getting the powers of Doctor Strange for a little bit and then taking over the position as Sorcerer Supreme because of blah, blah, blah or whatnot. That's a totally different scenario. That's just a weird little situation, let's see what happened type of scenario. But it's not Peter Parker became Sorcerer Supreme. How the fuck does that make any goddamn sense? When that could be further from the truth of what something that he would be up for or even necessary to do. But whatever, you know, fuck the fans, fuck the characters, fuck the personality, fuck everything that we know about them and why this wouldn't work, fuck all of that. I just want to sit there and spew you a scenario. Like, just dig this. What if Miles was Thor? What if Miles was Captain America? And I was like, yeah, that's for the What If series, for sure. But, bitch, I'll be damned if I sit here and go like, yeah, that makes sense as to why this would happen. And yeah, it's for the What If series, but it's a bad concept for the What If series. And it just makes absolutely no sense that this is something that is just like held on, or like they're pushing this as something that actually would make sense or be, or like is wanted, you know, within the confines of the comic. This is how we're gonna get people to buy the comic. Take the character Miles Morales and then stick him in everything that isn't what people know about Miles Morales. Why the fuck would normies even buy that? Why would comic book fans buy that? It's so stupid. And it's like, this isn't going to bring up recognition of Miles and then make people understand or want to read more of his comics or anything like that. You're taking away any type of identity that he has in his own individual fucking comic book run. So how does this help? What exactly what is the end goal here? What do you plan on doing? So my hypothesis is that, like, I said it earlier, is that they're only doing this to see what sticks. Because they have no idea what the fuck to do with this character because there's nothing to the character. So they need to see what sticks. So they're just going to throw him anywhere and they want to see exactly what gets the biggest fucking sales. And then from there they can go whatever wacky, stupid idea that they fucking want to. and they're going to sit there and have him replace someone else because he's black and whoever he's replacing is going to be white. He's going to replace someone else, and then essentially the person he's replacing is just going to talk about how, no matter what, Miles is the best fit for this situation and this job. The fuck are you doing? But I forgot I was recording for a minute. Oh man, I almost got my ass in an accident. But essentially, like, it's so obtuse that they would do this, you know. And it's like I'm not sure exactly when this started or when all they were planning on, like, or even if these comics are released yet. I know, like, they've been talking about them for a good little minute, but still, they were very weird things to be brought up, you know. It was like when it was mentioned, it was like, what? But yeah, and it was like, I do believe that, you know, like, they like have them replace whoever it is that they want to replace, because it's like, here we go, we can stick this nigga in here. And then that the person he's replaced is going to be like, oh yeah, he's the best guy for the job. Like, everyone who's ever been this character before ain't shit compared to Miles. Miles is the best person ever. He's the only one that could have been this position. And then I believe that they're going to try and do it with other characters. Like, they're going to have other people whom essentially they've already implemented and shoehorned into the comic book space, but they're going to want to have them take over whatever people might marginally think that they're okay at. So it ain't anything good. I mean, like, it's just a bad idea. Like, there's nothing about it that screams originality, nor does it scream like, oh yeah, this is fucking interesting. And if it's something that seems like from a mile away, like it's just a meh idea, why the fuck are you going so headstrong with it, you know? And it's like, again, like, how fucking hard would it be to just try to do something to make to where it's like, all right, let's split off Miles's like identity in terms of just copying Peter, but instead have him do his own shit, you know? And it's like, let's get him doing his own shit. Like, that's something worthwhile for Miles, having him being Spider-Man somewhere else, or, you know, like, not, I'm saying, like, you know, like, he just stay there permanently, but like, no, he travels around and be Spider-Man in other places and whatnot. Or you have him dealing with a lot of other like personal issues when it comes to villains. So a lot of his villains are actually so a lot of his villains are actually people that he knows or something like that, to where it's like, yeah, they like, he's trying to stop them and they actually are making up like iconic villains or whatever, but he personally knows them, and then like his way of stopping them is different from just punching them in the face or something like that. But then again, like, that could be a different fucking hero entirely, but whatever. But I don't know. This is a really, really dumb fucking idea, and no good will come of it. No good whatsoever.